And away we go. Here we are, Thursday, January the 16th, 2020. Can you believe that? Moving right along in this month of January. The month of January is more than half done now. Can you imagine that? 11 minutes past the hour. 11 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears with you here on the Now program. Holy mackerel, is time flying by. You know, just wait. If things are ever going bad or going good or just indifferent in life and you're not really happy with the day-to-day operation of things, just wait. Time will change it because time moves by so incredibly fast that before you know it, you'll be on to a whole new thing. Lots to talk about today, lots of trivia to do, but we do want to start everything off today with our bicentennial moment. Let's see today what our bicentennial moment is. And these are great little things to go through every morning. Here we go. The bicentennial moment for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. The Marian 200 speaker series kicks off tonight with Before It Was Marian County, presented by Dr. Brad Lepper, creator of Archaeology of the Ohio History Connection. Dr. Lepper has conducted extensive research and published a variety of books and scholarly articles on Ohio during the Ice Age. In addition to Dr. Lepper, there will be several displays of American Indian artifacts and information on their trails in Marion County. Early maps and historical documents and hands-on artifacts, including furs from various species of Ohio animals. The program will be held in the auditorium at Tri-Rivers Career Center beginning at 7 p.m., and there is no charge for admission. So there you go. There's a show tonight on the history of Marion, or before it was Marion County, no admission. Tonight, 7 p.m. at the Tri-Rivers Career Center. I wonder if that's Lepper or Leaper. I'm thinking it's Lepper because it's Dr. Brad L-E-P-P-E-R. Is that Lepper or Leaper? Wouldn't Leaper be L-E-E-P-E-R or L-E-A-P-E-R? I think that would be Leaper, not Lepper. But that's Lepper because the name of the gentleman, Dr. Brad Lepper, is L-E-P-P-E-R. Does anybody know Lepper, Leaper? Pronunciation's a big deal on this station. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. We'll start out that way this morning. Still do want to mention, I got a call about the cat we've been looking for. It is still not found, and the owner of the cat is going to hold out through this weekend. It is a black cat. It was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since last Saturday. Now, the cat does have a distinguishing mark on it, so if you take it to the owner, she will know if that's her cat or not. There is a $100 reward for the safe return of this pet. Telephone number 740-341-5719. If you have any information on this cat, call 740-341-5719. Again, that's a $100 reward for a black cat lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street, and it's been missing since Saturday. So that is the story on that one, and we hope that the cat does show back up before Saturday. And the owner had said it could be in a building or in a house because it's not particularly friendly with people. So maybe that's where it is, and maybe you've seen it over there in the area of Clinton Bennett and I Street. If you have, it's just a black cat. It's got a distinguishing mark on it. The lady will know that that's her cat. So just call 740-341-5719. And again, the reward is $100. There we go. Okay, where is my... See, I always say if I was a prepared radio host, I would have this stuff in front of me. I had just written down things I wanted to talk about. Oh, see, I picked them up with my bicentennial moments and moved them to the top of the soundboard and could no longer read them. Okay, now here's something interesting. Some of the stuff I'm going to talk about today and some of the stuff I'm going to talk about tomorrow, because I want to get to the trivia. We were having a lot of fun with that yesterday. Okay. Here's the deal. Last night I went to get a haircut. Now, I did something stupid because I had to go teach yesterday at the place where I teach. And I had taken my cell phone with me because when it comes to haircuts anymore, everybody checks in online and that's how you get in quicker. So I thought, okay, well, I'll take my cell phone with me and I'll be able to check in early. And so when I'm getting ready to leave the school, I'll just check in. And then when I get over there, it'll be just about time for me to go in. And I thought, well, it's a Wednesday night. How busy could the place be? They're probably more busy on the weekends. Is it more busy or busier? I think probably busier. Busier on the weekends. I thought, this will be no problem. Okay, well, first problem was, by the time I had reached the end of my school day, my phone was dead because I had had the phone on all day yesterday and I never stopped to charge it, which I should have because I had a few minutes to charge it, but I just didn't and I forgot the cord. So the phone was dead. So the first problem was, as I was leaving the school, I had not been able to check in. Okay, you know what a problem this can be, but I persevered because I said to myself, no big deal. I'm still going to go. It's Wednesday night. How long can the lines be even if I don't check in? Okay. Again, another mistake being made there. So I pull into the haircut place and I notice that there are not a whole lot of people in there like there are normally on the weekends when I get my haircut. And I thought, all right, this is going to turn out just perfectly. Because there were only like three people in there. But there were like six or seven people working, and I thought this is going to move pretty fast. So I go in and I say to the lady, or she says to me, she said, did you check in online? And I said, no, I didn't. Okay, she said, well, let me get you checked in here. She said, it should be pretty quick. It's only going to be about a half hour. I thought, okay, I can do that because it doesn't take long to cut my hair. Nothing special is done when my hair's cut. It's just trimmed up and shortened up a little bit. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, the menagerie of people start to come into the haircut place. They're flooding in by the truckload. First, an older lady came in, and she had two younger kids. Then a whole family came in to get the daughter's haircut, the young daughter's haircut. Then some man came in who was some kind of a mechanic, and he had registered online. Then it looked like a husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever they are, they came in and they had pre-registered too. So now I'm starting to think that I should probably start paying rent at the haircut place because I'm going to be here for several days just to get this haircut, and this all dates back to me not being able to sign in online. So I'm starting to get a little bit annoyed because I don't have a whole lot of patience when it comes to that. I'm not somebody who would have an outburst. You know, I would never get up and be rude to the people who work there or anything like that. But I would just leave because clearly I'm not going to get in. And I'm starting to feel that way. And then, oddly enough, because I've been to this haircut place many, many times. It's the same place I get my hair cut all the time, which I will not mention just because why would you? So I'm sitting there, and as you know, when you go into a place where you get your hair cut, you can't see the people who are in the back giving the haircuts. So I'm sitting up there, and I'm waiting, and I'm also starting now to think, maybe I should just ditch this place, because this is going to be forever. I didn't sign in online. I've made a terrible mistake. And they have that screen there that shows you who has signed in online and who has not. And your name keeps falling down the list as the people who have signed in online start showing up. So I thought, okay, here we go. Well, then all of a sudden, from the back, and at this point I'd probably been sitting there 14 or 15 minutes, here comes a girl that I had known a long, 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 long time ago. Just a really long time ago. You know, well, I don't know. What is a really long time ago? I'll say 10 years ago. This girl I'd known 10 years ago. Had not seen her forever. Had never seen her in this place as many times as I had gotten my hair cut. But there she was. And she said, "Oh, Scott, how are you doing? Gosh, I have not seen you in the longest time." And I said, "Well, I haven't seen you in the longest time either." And she said, "Are you here to get your hair cut?" Now, see, that's an interesting question, because why else would I be there? I, you know, she was probably just trying to make polite conversation. But the point is, why else would I be in the haircut place? It's not like there are a whole lot of other things to do there. You can't necessarily get milk or coffee or anything else there. So, you know, "Are you here to get your hair cut?" "Well, yes, I am." But see, I'm as crazy as she was, because I answered like that was a normal question. "Sure, yeah, that's why I'm here. I decided to leave the laundry at home that I was going to do here, and I'm just here for the haircut, not here to do my laundry." So we had this little conversation. It was a polite little conversation because things were busy. And she said, "Well, you know, stick around and I'll cut your hair." Now, okay, this sounds like a good thing, because this is somebody I know and we can have a conversation and everything will turn out great. But I also noticed that the way things work in the haircut place, the hair, I don't even know if it's called a salon or a barber anymore. I don't know what they call these places. The problem is that it's kind of a first come, first serve thing. And as we're going down this list, you never know who you're going to get paired up with. And I guess unless you select this person. And at this particular point, when I see all the people lining up who have already pre-registered online, I'm not sure I want to make a special selection to have this person do the hair cutting, because I'm already far down the list. But in any event, it did go a little faster than I thought it would. And I will say probably 35, 40 minutes. It took a little longer than the half hour that I thought it would, but I was called back, so I felt good about that, and I did have my hair cut by the person who I had known, which is fun, because I was able to make conversation with her and had not seen her in a long time, and she was just one of those fun people. You know, there are certain people in your life who, for whatever reason, they come in, they come out, and that's just the way life is. But this person was always just such a fun person, such an energetic person, and she always, I talked to her about this last night. She always dressed the same way. She always, in winter, and even in summer to some kind of extent, and I don't know what this was all about, but she always kind of had a sweater on, a very nice sweater, and red hair, kind of light red hair. I don't, what do they call that? Strawberry blonde? Kind of strawberry blonde hair, and the hair was kind of curly. She never really did the straightener thing. And she just had the most, I'm trying to think of how I say this to describe her. She had the most clear complexion of anybody I've ever seen, as far as she just has a very Anglo complexion. There is no color really to her face. I mean, it looks like my face, you know, just regular Anglo-Saxon coloring. No tan, no makeup, no anything. So she was always just one of those fun people because she was absolutely one of the cleanest clandestine people you'd ever want to meet. Tells incredibly funny jokes. And it was nice to catch up with her last night. So, why am I telling this incredibly long story? Well, for two reasons. Well, three reasons, really. Number one, to have something to talk about this morning. Number two, because I wanted to really delve into the barber, haircut, salon, whatever place, and this whole idea of signing in online, because apparently it's just not going to work if you just want to show up anymore. If you want to show up out of the blue, you're going to be waiting there a very long time. So the lesson learned here needs to be, remember to bring your cell phone or leave it charged up so you don't have to wait 40 minutes to get a haircut, or possibly longer. And by the time I left, they were quoting people who were coming in off the street like an hour, 15 minutes before they were going to get a haircut. That's a long time to wait. But the moral of the story is, even though the trip seemed like it was going to turn out badly because of not having the cell phone, not signing in online, having to wait quite a while, the whole spiel, it turned out to be a great trip because I got to catch up with this person, and she is a lot of fun. So there you go. You make lemonade out of lemons. So that's one of those situations where you make lemonade out of lemons. So it turned out to be a good experience. So I guess the moral of that story is take a bad experience and make it a good one. Try your best. All right, that's out of the way. We talked enough about the haircut. Now here's another one. Yesterday I had a conversation with people about movies. You know, movies that people have seen over the years. Not necessarily new movies. We really weren't having a conversation about new movies. We were really having a conversation about classic movies that have been around for, you know, 20, 30 years, maybe even just 10 years. Not current movies. Now, here's the thing about this. I did not realize that people's taste in movies was so bad. That's an awful thing to say, because I guess people could say, well, my taste in movies is bad. But, you know, the movies that people like, and I understand why they like them, I get it, but they are not good movies. If you would sit somebody down and try to show them these movies, they are terrible, terrible movies. They just stink. And the one yesterday, and I know I'll catch a lot of flack for this because of the movie, because a lot of people like this, especially girls, and the two people I was talking to yesterday were girls. So I know that this is a very popular movie, but Dirty Dancing, okay? Dirty Dancing was a movie that came out in the 80s. Everybody knows what it's about. Most people have seen the movie. I've seen the movie. And the two girls I was talking to said this was their favorite movie. Now, that's what shocked me. They were quoting lines from this movie. I don't, you know, I've seen the movie, but truly, if you go back and you look at the movie itself, what is that movie really about? I mean, seriously. I have no idea what that movie is about in the long term. Now, I know it's about a dance teacher. And I know it's about a young girl who's the daughter of a doctor. And I know there's some conflict between the doctor and the dance teacher over the girl. But really, in general, what is that movie about? What is the plot? What is the moral of that movie? Does anybody have any idea? I have no idea. Is that a popular movie with people out there in the listening audience? Do you like that movie? Do you understand what that movie's about? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because Dirty Dancing is just beyond me. You know, it's one of those movies you can sit and watch when it's on, because it does play a lot. It must be a popular movie. But in the grand scheme of things, I'm not really sure what that movie is about. I know it's loved. I know people can quote it. But I don't know what the movie is about. I have no clue. Or what it's supposed to show, or if there are any moralistic values in the movie. Who knows? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Trying to wake up this morning, but doing all right. How about you?
Those mornings are rough. You know, I could have slept in a little longer this morning myself.
Yeah, when my alarm went off, I just threw it against the wall. But you know what? I'm going to call off today. But you know what? I didn't. I got my big butt out of the bed, and I got to go. And I did.
Now, see, if I would have said something like that, you would have criticized me for saying that.
I knew you were going to go to that level. That's why I said it.
Well, no, you said it. I didn't say it.
No, I didn't say it. I knew you were going to make a comment, so I was like, well,
no,
I'll go ahead and say it.
I would not have said that. I'm too kind for that.
Are you?
I am. It's a kindness thing.
Yeah, but Dr. Spears is kind this morning. Oh, by the way, I'm still working on that doctorate in front of your name, by the way.
Yes, I would really hope to have a doctorate in front of my name. I'll tell you, I was dishing out advice yesterday like crazy. I think everywhere I went yesterday, I had some advice to give somebody. I was giving advice at the school. I was giving advice at the haircut place. I was giving advice...
haircut place? What would you tell them? Like, oh, make sure you don't forget about that screen in there, you know. You got to make sure you do it right.
Well, no, I wasn't telling him how to cut hair because I have no idea how to cut hair. But the girl who was cutting my hair, who I happened to know for a long time, she was having some trouble in her life, and I was just trying to tell her how to fix it.
Oh, man. Alrighty, then.
Well, don't you ever do that when people are telling you that things are not hunky-dory in their life? Don't you want to try to give them a plan on how to fix it?
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have a plan. I mean, sometimes my opinion might not be the right one, I guess.
Well, no, I'm not saying I'm always right. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I try to offer some kind of plan B.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you want to give you like condolences or you know like an idea. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was
and
doing.
If they could run with it or not.
Right, and you know what? Some people run with it, some people don't. That's okay. It doesn't bother me either way. I'm just trying to give my take, my perspective on what is going on, and I hope it helps, and I hope maybe you try it. But if you don't, that's okay. I can't make you try it.
Yeah, there you go. Whatever works, I guess.
Yeah. So, do you need any advice this morning? Because I could dish it out. I'm still in a dishing out mood.
Is that right? How can I get more energy, Scott?
Are you having a lack of energy?
I have been this whole week.
Whole week lack of energy. Well, what do you trace this back to? What do you think's causing the lack of energy?
A little bit of everything. Inactivity. I've not been moving around. I mean, I've been working and stuff, but you know, when I get home, I crash. I think I got to get out more. I've been a hermit this whole week.
Well, see, that's an important thing, because when it comes to energy, you will have more energy, you'll have more fun, you'll have more laughter, you'll have more just all-around good times if you're out doing things, and a lot of times out doing things with other people, because it creates an endorphin in your body that gives you energy. Sometimes if you're... It's like a problem. If you have a problem... And I understand not everybody can leave home all the time, but if you have a problem and you're sitting at home just thinking about that problem, the problem seems much bigger than it actually is because you're just going over it and over it and over it and over it. But if you're out with somebody, a lot of times they're making you laugh or you're thinking about what they're doing or you're thinking about what you're doing out together, and it gets your mind off things.
True, yeah. Yeah, I just, this whole week has been stressful for me. I got. I woke up this morning. I had three more gray hairs grown in. So,
three more gray hairs.
Yeah.
Now that adds to the count to make it what, like 1,734 gray hairs?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty well. It's pretty well. If the hair grew out at this point, it would be all gray, would it not?
That's correct, yeah. I keep it shaved, so all the gray hairs go away and they come back again small.
That's one of those things. Comes with life, gray hair.
And bald head. You know, I got a bald head, too, so. My grandpa was bald when he was young, too, though. But I think it's hereditary.
Well, the baldness gene comes from your mother's father.
I don't know why I never met him. Well, I think I met him when I was little, but I don't know. Yeah, it's a long story on that tour, but
well, I'm sure you could.
Bald or not.
I'm sure you could find somebody who knew if he had a head of hair.
I guess I need to find it to do that, what they call that? Fit in a cup and send it off?
Well, no, I don't think you have to get a DNA test to find out if he had hair. I would just find somebody who knew him and say, well, did he have hair?
I don't know anybody that knows him. Well, I don't know. I guess last time I knew he lived over at Mansfield. I guess I can go knocking on doors.
I don't think you have to knock on doors. I'm sure there are people in your family who met him at some point. I don't think you need to go rattle doorknobs in Mansfield to find out if your grandfather had hair.
I didn't know the man. I really didn't.
No, but you know, that happens. That's family life sometimes.
Hell yeah, they come and go, as far as I'm concerned.
They come, they go, like everybody else in your life.
Oh yeah.
Life has a season.
Yeah. What do they call that word? Heed your own, I guess.
Well, I just think life is full of seasons. And I think in one season, maybe you need something. In another season, you need something else. And as the season changes, sometimes you have to get the broom out and dust off your porch and clean it up for the next season.
Think about youth depression. Remember, you talk about depression this week, and I thought if I get one, it's called a depression lamp. Have you seen that before?
A depression lamp?
It's called a depression lamp.
Oh, a depression lamp.
Yeah, have you seen that? I saw one on the internet last night.
I have seen those.
Yeah, I thought about getting one. And they say you're supposed to stick like around your house, like when it gets really dark out here in early. Which, you know, it is getting lighter now because, you know, the season's coming to the end of, you know, winter soon. So it is starting to get lighter out again, but they say you're supposed to stick these lights around your house.
Yeah, well, light is a natural mood increaser.
Yeah. So I thought about getting a couple of them, stick around the house, and see if that helps.
Well, I don't know why it wouldn't.
Yeah.
Are you feeling depressed?
Every so often, you know, I do, and I think it's just the stress level this week. I don't know why. I just been out of the ordinary this week. I'll snap out of it, but you know how that goes.
Well, that can happen. Depression can come and go, and, you know, sometimes it lingers for a while. But, you know, as I was talking about with Dr. Yulene this week, the thing that scares me the most about people with actual clinical depression or clinical illnesses like bipolar or any of those other things is when they don't get treated. You've got to get treated because it will help you.
Yeah, it does. It does, and you definitely gotta go get treated and get looked at and see what's going on exactly. Because it's a chemical in your brain that it's not working correctly. That's what I understood, and the medicine would help trigger that to start working again.
Well, that's true. Most of those illnesses are caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain, and that has nothing to do with you. That's just the way you were born. And a lot of those medications that those doctors will prescribe will fix that chemical imbalance and help you live a normal life that is not wrought with tension and trouble.
And it's hereditary. You know, some of my family members had severe depression over the years. It is hereditary, so if you think you are feeling depressed, I would just think to you, and it's nothing wrong with going to see a psychiatrist or your family doctor, even.
No, your grandmother tried to jump out of a moving car.
Wait a second.
Go ahead. No, wait a second. I knew your grandmother.
I thought we talked about dirty dancing.
No, you're the one who brought up depression, not me. No, all I'm saying
about the dirty dancing.
Well, we can get to that. We got time. All I'm saying is that your grandmother, I knew her. She was a nice woman. But she did, and I, trust me, I picked about the most normal thing that she ever did. She did try to jump out of a moving car.
Well, I wasn't alive then, so I can't really vouch for that.
Oh, I would vouch for that. I knew your grandmother, and I would almost, you know, I'd bet the house and the car on that.
Well, she was depressed. I'm sure.
Oh, it's awful that she felt that she had to jump out of a moving car. But it's my understanding in that particular story that her aunt was driving her... Because back in those days, they had mental hospitals. And she was already kind of in bad shape, so the aunt was taking her to the mental hospital. And apparently, she decided that she did not want to go to the mental hospital on the way over there, so she was going to jump out of the car. So they were driving down the highway... And she opened up the door to jump out of the car, and the aunt, because she had one hand on the steering wheel and one hand free, she saw her try to go for the door, and she got the door open. So the aunt retched over. That's a Southern word. That's a Georgia, Alabama Southern word. She retched over there.
Georgia, Alabama.
She retched over, and she grabbed your grandmother by the hair. Make sure that she wouldn't go flying out the door.
Well, you think it's because it's the way her aunt was driving?
No, I think it's because she didn't want to go to the mental hospital.
Oh. Well, it could have been. I don't know. I wasn't alive back then. I don't know. I mean, hearsay is hearsay, you know.
I wouldn't deny it. I knew the aunt pretty well.
Is that right? I didn't know the aunt either, so there you go. I didn't know any of my family.
Yeah, I knew the aunt. But we'll move past that because that's not a pretty subject if you want to talk about dirty dancing.
No, I just heard you talking about it. I think that's what the plot was all about. I was going to answer to you.
Go ahead.
It's about dirty dancing, if you like the dirty dance.
First of all, what kind of plot is that for a movie? And number two, that's not what I was being told yesterday by the two girls I was talking to who were quoting this movie.
The girls were no, because it's a girl movie. So,
it is. It's a movie for females. But, I just can't figure out what that movie is about because... You know, you give me another movie, even if I don't like the movie, I can kind of tell you what it's about. But that particular movie, I have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, my stepsister knew the line by line on that thing. Every line she knew. She watched it every day. And every time I walked into the room, she was watching that thing. I was like, seriously?
Yeah, I don't know what it was about that. Well, I do know what it was about that movie. You know, here comes this bad guy into town. He's, you know, a dance teacher, and he's kind of got a bad reputation, and he's from the wrong side of the tracks, and then here's this girl who's the doctor's daughter, and she's kind of prissy and upbeat and, you know, that sort of thing, and she's got a boyfriend who's going to make her life great, and then all of a sudden the bad dance teacher steals her away. And they have all these little incidents throughout the movie. But the point is, in that particular movie, what you don't see is what happens when that movie's over, and that's the important part.
At the end of the movie?
Well, no, what people don't know is that when that movie was over, that the characters got married, because I don't think they got married in the movie. When it was over, they got married, and then, you know, they had like 10 kids... And then they got a divorce because you can't raise 10 kids on a dance teacher's salary. So then she had to sue him for child support. And of course, he didn't have any money because he was just teaching dance from town to town, going around, and it turned into a miserable relationship. So that's how it happens.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know. I was just taking a wild guess because it was called Dirty Dancing.
Well, this is how
I don't remember watching it. I don't think I watched. I mean, like when she was lost to watch, I walked into the room, but I started to sit down and watch the movie because I was never a big fan of that movie.
Well, see, here's what I always say. Okay, now here I'm going to get into another topic of the doctorate that I have here. See, this movie was about relationships, Dirty Dancing. And this is what I always say. You always think in the moment. You don't think of the fallout. Now, here's my thing about, you know, relationships. People will come up to me and they'll say, somebody said this to me the other day. They'll say, don't you want to be in a relationship? Don't you think that would be great? You know, it's winter time and it snows sometimes. And, you know, you take the girl out and she's got, you know, her jacket on and you're walking through the park and you're holding hands and the snow's coming down and isn't that great? Okay, yeah, that part of it is great. And that's an ideal relationship. But here's the reality of what happens. You're taking her to the park, you're holding hands, it's all coming down, the snow's coming down. Then she slips. Then she falls down. And she hits the concrete. Then she slips.
What?
She slips and falls. You mark this down on your phone. She slips and down. She slips down and she falls because it's icy out. And then you go down with.
Wait. Hang on a second. Aren't you holding on to her?
Well, that's right. And here's because you're holding on to her, you go down too.
Okay,
you go down too, but you don't go down all the way because you're not the one who slipped, so you probably just go down and smash your kneecap. And she's went down and probably, you know, busted her butt, and so now she's in terrible pain, and you've got to say, oh my goodness, then you got to call the ambulance, or you have to drive her to the hospital, depending on the severity. And then she goes into the emergency room, and she's in terrible pain, and you're in terrible pain because your knee's busted, and you're sitting in the emergency room, and everybody else is there because they thought going out that night, because it was snowy and great, and won't this be a great date, and aren't relationships great? So then you're all in the emergency room together, and then you finally go back, and you have to spend, you know, 8 or 10 hours in the emergency room with the girl while she gets sewed up, or her backside gets treated with pain medication or whatever it is. And then she comes home, and then you have to call and check on her. And then, you know, it's just a nightmare. And that's the truth of relationships. That's what really happens. You know, you can talk about, you know, looking around, and isn't it snowy, and isn't this great, and, yeah, but wait till she falls down. That's the point.
Okay, what if it's, like today, not snowing at all?
Okay, well, you give me the situation that you would be in with somebody in a relationship, and I'll tell you where it could go wrong.
Well, what if you just go walk out in the mall, like, say you go out and go to the Polaris Mall and walk in today, but it's snowing out.
Okay, you're walking inside the Polaris Mall, and the man has just waxed the floors, and he did not put up the sign that he was supposed to because nobody goes to malls anymore. And she's over there trying to look in a store, and she goes over and decides she wants to get a drink, and she's at the counter, so she has to walk past where he was waxing the floor. Again, she falls down, bada bing, busts her rear end, and here we're back at square one.
Wait, well, I mean, what is the odds of that, though?
Oh, there's high odds.
I mean, huh?
The high odds.
So that means every single male that has a female on a date right now is going through, is fighting that odd.
Every single male who has a female, if you would ask them, I bet in their honesty, if the female was not standing around there, they would admit that there was a time, or maybe several times, depending on the female, where their life got hampered a little bit because of that female.
But it's not going to be... Okay, wait a minute here. Hang on, Dr. Spears. So, that doesn't mean it's going to happen every time.
I'm not saying every time. I'm just saying...
So one time is going to cause you cause you not to do it again?
No. What I'm saying is that when you are not in a relationship, people will come to you and they'll use that as reasoning to get in a relationship. They say, oh, but don't you miss things like this when you're out in the snow with somebody or you're hanging out or doing this? And they'll use that as a... But that's not the reality of it.
That's just life. I mean, I can walk outside of my house and slip and fall and break my head.
Right.
It's just, you know, that's just a part of life.
Right, but what I'm saying is they're trying to romanticize what a relationship is. They're pointing out the good parts because they want you in one. They're not telling you.
Yeah, right. I understand what you're saying. Every relationship has up to now.
Well, some has a lot more downs than ups. When she's going down on the ice, that's quite a downer.
Oh, man, that's funny.
That's true. I listen. I tell you that this doctor tells you the truth.
So somebody asks you if it was snowing out, you take the girl out there. So this was a story that somebody told you to do, or you just made that story up?
No, I'm just saying that's what people usually come and say to people when you say, "Are you in a relationship?" and you answer no. They usually try to come up with some kind of romantic scene, and they say, well, don't you miss things like that? Like going to the movies. Okay, that's a big one. Like going to the movies. They say, don't you miss going to the movies on a Saturday night with a girl? Okay, well, you go in the movie theater, and then she gets her foot stuck on gum that somebody left on the floor, and she can't get her shoe off the floor. And then you've got to get a chisel to get that shoe off the floor, and then she spills the popcorn, and you got to get down there and pick up the popcorn.
Oh, man, you got to get a chisel. I love it.
You got to get a chisel to get that because the gum's been there since Lincoln was at the theater back in the 1800s. And, you know, and then you're sitting with her, and her seat doesn't work, and the bottom flips up in the middle of the movie, and she folds up like an accordion in the seat, and you gotta straighten her out. It's tragedy. Tragedy, tragedy, tragedy. Plus, you gotta buy her at the movies the $18 box of popcorn and the $14 soda.
Oh, yes. Because a lot of these places won't let you take your own food in.
Well, no, and we all know when you go to the movie theater, you've tried to put a ham in your pants and drag it in.
What?
Well, you've tried to carry food.
You are full of your bologna today.
Maybe it was bologna. I don't know. Did you try to carry bologna in?
You're talking about the guy with the lady in the turkey between her legs.
Well, there's that too.
What was his name?
Bob Smith.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, you sound a little angry. So, I mean, you would like to carry your own food in.
Well, no, I think you should be able to, like you said, because it is $18.
That's why it's $18, because they don't allow you to carry it in.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it's right. I think you should be able to, because you already paid enough for the movie.
Listen, the point is, some girls are just a nightmare, and you don't want to be taking them to the movies. You don't want to be taking them out on snowy nights. You don't want to be...
How do you pick and choose then? How do you know this girl's going to fall? I mean, you can't pick and choose who's going to fall, who's not going to fall.
No, that's why I play it safe and just skip it all.
I just was wondering, Dr. Smith, because you said some girls. That's why I wanted to clear that up a little bit.
Well, listen, I've been around a few girls in my life, and what I've learned is that some were better at going out than others.
There you go. I mean, yeah, everybody's different. They're not all made the same, that's for sure.
Now, a girl who would smuggle her own food in, now, maybe that girl would get a second date.
Smuggle her own food. I love it.
Smuggle those jujubes and gumdrops and dots and M&Ms in. Well, then we might have a second date.
There you go.
I think this is a fascinating thing to learn in life.
There you go. That's right. So. All right. Well, nice talking to you.
Yeah. It started with Dirty Dancing and ended up at the movie theater. But some more fascinating information has been passed along here just to help you with your everyday life out there, listeners.
That's right. Don't take your girl on the snow because there's slip and fall.
Or the movies. Or any place there could be trouble.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm headed to the dugout.
Oh man. Well, you're gonna have to pay me. You're gonna have to pay me a residual for that.
Oh, I know, right?
Have fun.
You too.
Bye bye. All right. Does anybody feel the same way I feel about this? With 55 minutes past the hour, we've only got a few minutes left here. Is that not true? Don't people romanticize relationships really? And the truth of the matter is more what I've just explained. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I do want to tell you something. We've had this prize here that has become kind of a focal point of the station, this Jags koozie, which we have had around forever. And we had to figure out what the name of it was. It wasn't a cozy. It was a koozie. It's this yellow thing you put around your drink, which we now know is a koozie. Well, you know, we can't get rid of this thing for love nor money. Now, we're going to do trivia next hour, and maybe we'll finally get rid of this thing. But yesterday, apparently Charlie and, I think it was mostly Charlie, but Charlie is sick of me talking about this koozie because it's been here for a long, long time. So yesterday when Charlie came in, he tried to hide the koozie on me. And then Glenn got in on the thing, and he tried to help hide the koozie as well. Now, can you believe this? Now, the koozie has returned. The koozie is back on the desk here this morning. Thank goodness gracious. Go ahead, caller.
This is James Compton and Martha Dallas Miniacci.
Well, Martha, how are you?
I got your grandpa and we're listening to you.
Well, have you enjoyed the show so far?
Are you kidding?
Well, Mark,
I love WGH, and guess what I'm putting on my door?
What's that?
A picture of your grandpa and you.
Well, that's good. So I'll be displayed right there.
I'm putting it, your grandpa and you, and I'm writing underneath, Scott Spears, happy birthday.
Oh, do you have visitors, Martha?
Your birthday is February 2000.
It is.
My mother's birthday is February 1000.
One dozen.
That's how I remember.
So I'm 2 dozen and you're 1 dozen. So what's Grandpa doing this morning?
What?
I say, what's Grandpa doing this morning?
He ate breakfast. We ate 2 rolls. And 2 cups of hot chocolate.
Well, it sounds like you guys.
And Rice Krispies.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a heck of a morning there.
And he called me honey.
He called you honey.
And I said, that's funny.
Well, I'm glad you guys are having a good morning, and I'm glad you're listening to the program. We've got a whole nother hour to go this morning.
Well, we're going to listen.
Well, Martha, we're going to break here for news and weather, but stay tuned. We'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Can I call you in 15 minutes?
Anytime you'd like to call, if anything you know, Martha.
I'm going to have Grandpa on the radio.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you
we're
soon.
We're sitting listening.
Well, we'll talk to you soon, Martha.
I'll call you in 15 minutes.
All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Well, there I could hear us in the background. We're on where my grandfather and the First Lady of Dance, Martha Dowse Manasi, Martha Dowse, or Martha Dowse Miniacci, however you would like to refer to her, is. Martha, as she said yesterday, approaching 89 years old this year on Mother's Day, one of the classic ladies of this community, and we all know that very well. What a treasure she is, and it's always good to hear from her. Boy, I'll tell you, we've done it this hour. But we're going to do trivia next hour. We've got trivia, fun, who knows what's coming down the pike. It's an interesting time here on WWGH Radio. Be back in about 15 minutes. Don't switch the dial.
For grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing.
And for the first time, I'm very happy to say, doing the first broadcast interview here in Marion, Ohio, on a station named after Warren G. Harding, just a quarter mile from the Harding Memorial, where the president is buried, is Jim Blessing, the grandson, Warren G. Harding, and Nan Britton. Jim, I can't tell you how happy I am that you are joining us today via the airwaves.
Same here. I'm very happy. I thank you very much for this opportunity to get this story out.
What do you want to see happen from this point out? This is now the truth.
It is the